A former industrial city in northern England was dying. Factories had closed, young people fled, and poverty deepened with every passing year. Then, in 2011, when a massive shopping center development collapsed, something unexpected happened. Instead of waiting for another corporate savior, local leaders asked a radical question. What if we stopped begging outsiders for scraps and build wealth ourselves? Within 5 years, Preston transformed from one of Britain's most deprived cities to its most improved, not through a Silicon Valley miracle or billionaire benefactor, but by redirecting public money to local businesses and worker-owned cooperatives. This wasn't just economic policy. It was a quiet revolution that's now spreading across continents, proving that the most powerful change often begins not in Parliament, but on your own street. For four decades, we've been sold the same story. Cut taxes for corporations, slash public services, weaken unions, and prosperity will trickle down. The results? CEO pay exploded from 20 times the average worker's salary to over 300 times, while paychecks stagnated. Entire regions were hollowed out, factories shuttered, high streets abandoned. Cities competed in a desperate race to the bottom, offering tax breaks to corporations that extracted wealth and vanished. The 2008 financial crisis exposed this fragility, yet the response, brutal austerity cuts, punished the vulnerable while bailing out the architects of collapse. But resistance is stirring. Gig workers at Deliveroo and Amazon are organizing. The pandemic revealed that economic certainties could change overnight. Mutual aid networks emerged spontaneously, organizing food distribution when traditional systems faltered. We glimpsed another way of living, one where we care for each other rather than compete. Community wealth building channels this energy, worker cooperatives providing dignified employment, community land trusts ensuring affordable housing, and local procurement keeping money circulating in neighborhoods rather than extracted to distant shareholders. In 1943, Spanish priest José María Arizmendiarrieta opened a vocational school in Mondragon, where five students began manufacturing paraffin heaters. Today, the Mondragon Cooperative Corporation employs 100,000 people across 250 cooperatives with $6 billion turnover. Workers elect managers, the highest paid employee earns at most nine times the lowest, and profits are shared among member owners. When Spain's unemployment hit 26% during the financial crisis, Mondragon maintained jobs while conventional corporations slashed payrolls. The Democracy Collaborative adapted these principles for Cleveland, transforming from manufacturing powerhouse to one of America's poorest cities. Despite decline, Cleveland's anchor institutions spent $3 billion annually, though little remained locally. They established the Evergreen Cooperatives, worker-owned enterprises in solar installation, industrial laundry, and hydroponic farming, creating jobs and redirecting institutional spending to local workers. When Ted Howard presented this model in Manchester in 2012, Preston's leaders recognized its potential, adapting these principles into a comprehensive strategy that would become a blueprint for communities worldwide. Preston's transformation began with a stark audit of hundreds of millions spent annually by six major anchor institutions. Only 5% stayed local. Starting in 2013, Preston redirected procurement toward local businesses, creating a multiplier effect. The University of Central Lancashire increased local procurement from 8% to 21%, 63 million circulating in Preston rather than extracted elsewhere. This went beyond buying local. Community Gateway Association brought repair and maintenance in-house, ensuring local employment. The university established Propeller, a business hub supporting worker cooperatives. Preston turned supplier gaps into opportunities for democratic ownership through the Preston Cooperative Development Network, a virtuous cycle where public institutions supported local businesses, which employed local residents, who spent locally, strengthening the tax base. In 5 years, local spending nearly tripled from $38 million to $111 million, better paying jobs, reduced precarity, decreased in-work poverty. Local firms rebuilt Preston's covered market, creating apprenticeships. School meal contracts went to local suppliers using Lancashire farmers, generating $1.6 million for the county. Their most ambitious plan is Northwest Mutual, a regional community bank structured as a customer-owned cooperative to channel investment locally, proving ethical finance and profitability aren't mutually exclusive. Community wealth building has spread far beyond Preston, adapting to diverse contexts. In North Ayrshire, Scotland, Council leader Joe Cullinane created an anchor charter, adding a sixth pillar focused on climate change. They expanded beyond traditional public bodies to include Kilmarnock FC, demonstrating how sports clubs can serve as community anchors. Following the Grenfell tragedy, they surveyed tower block tenants, incorporating residents' safety concerns into housing policy. Their live-streamed council meetings reach far wider audiences. Their online community wealth-building launch attracted 11,000 views, compared to 100 expected at a traditional event. Participatory budgeting gives communities direct control over fund allocation. Originating in Porto Alegre, Brazil, in 1989, it directed $64 million to community priorities. Glasgow's Govanhill Community Action allocated $200,000 to addiction support and community justice. Tower Hamlets' You Decide initiative gave residents control of $5 million through game show-style formats, achieving higher participation and more diverse involvement. These experiments prove that residents make sophisticated decisions about resource allocation when given genuine power rather than tokenistic consultation. Land ownership shapes power fundamentally. Britain's historical enclosure movement privatized common land, sparking resistance that continues through activism and local stewardship. Newham, London's most diverse borough, demonstrates community wealth building despite 50% funding cuts since 2010. Prioritizing social justice, they handle 57% of London's landlord prosecutions and secured $107 million for affordable housing, including 1,000 council houses. They're buying back former social housing, recognizing lower rents increase residents' disposable income for the local economy. Community land trusts give communities formal ownership with benefits legally protected in perpetuity. Liverpool's Granby CLT purchased 11 derelict properties for affordable rent while establishing a community market and winter garden. The Isle of Igg purchased their island in 1997, achieving 95% renewable power. Population grew 60% since buyout, proving local control reverses rural decline. In Wales, the Green Valleys CIC received $95,000 to explore large-scale community land transfer for forestry and food production. Unlike failed regeneration models with endless consultation but no action, they worked with existing groups on practical proposals. Barriers include public sector risk aversion and limited community access to technical skills. But initiatives like Skyline address this through broad engagement, connecting experts with ordinary people. The Preston model offers adaptable principles for any community. Start by identifying anchor institutions, universities, hospitals, councils, with stable local presence and significant procurement spending. Then redirect their contracts locally. Implement progressive procurement by helping anchors buy from local suppliers. Fill supply chain gaps by supporting worker-owned cooperatives through regional investment banks or grants. Ensure benefits reach disadvantaged areas through targeted employment practices. To navigate council decision-making, review the constitution, agendas, minutes, and forward plan. Build support by engaging trade unions, councillors across party lines, cooperative organizations, financial officers, and local MPs. When Preston invited Ted Howard to present Cleveland's model, community leaders saw proof that alternatives work. Community wealth building enables local climate solutions. While national governments struggle with coordination, over 2,500 cities have created greenhouse gas reduction plans exceeding their government's proposals. Community-controlled renewable energy lets citizens directly participate in necessary changes. This isn't tinkering. It's building an economy serving the many, not the few. Every pound redirected to local business, every worker cooperative, every community land trust, these are the building blocks of genuine transformation. The revolution won't be televised because it's happening in council chambers, on high streets, in cooperative workshops, wherever ordinary people decide they've had enough. Your town, your neighborhood, your street. That's where the future begins. Pick up a brush.